In his proposed budget, President Trump sliced support for tens of organizations and programs. And as we talked about on Friday, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the U.S. Institute of Peace, and marine research grants for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration were among them. So is the East-West Center. That's not exactly news to the center's president, Richard Volstick. He's been aware of the potential financial threats for some time. But now, with the organization formally on the cut funding list, where does Richard Volstick and the East-West Center go from here? We're going to find out. Welcome to back to the program. Nice to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be back.
When you first arrived in Hawaii and we sat down and we talked, you clearly knew that you were going to have to reevaluate how the center did what it did to bring in the funding that it needed. This seems to just accelerate that plan. Does that mean that you were in a good position to be able to counter it?
Well, you know, from adversity comes strength sometimes. And, you know, I think, as we talked before when I was on the program, diversifying funding was a goal of the board in the negotiations before I came, and I was interested in doing that. Including more corporate funding and other more a variety of foundations and other kinds of private donors in addition to the government. The interesting thing is, of course, is that the assumption all along was there would be at least base funding from the federal government, because contracts and grants and other donors really are trying to are folks on the programs that an organization does, and we do hundreds of them. But all programs need support staff, you know, the HR, the administrative, the housing, and so forth. We have a 21-acre campus. It's a big operation with six buildings. A lot of 3,000 people coming through. I mean, it takes some administrators to make sure everyone's safe and happy and productive. Donors usually don't give for that kind of thing. It's really that's where the federal appropriations come from. So the challenge is both a temporal one. We've got to move up our timetable on diversification, but also it's kind of replan a bit on how do we find sources to cover the basic administrative overhead.
When you talk about diversifying and you mention corporate funding, that's not something that traditionally the East-West Center has gone after in a way, which means that dealing with a corporate donor is often very different than dealing with some of the other individuals or other ways in which people have been giving money over the years. Is the staff ready for that?
Well, yes and no, I would say. The thing is, we have a great track record of cross-cultural, cross-national, and cross-sector experience. By the cross-sector, I mean bringing people together around the table in a conference or a workshop or whatever, who come from, you know, business, not from business yet so much, but from government, academics, NGOs, military occasionally as well. But the business component has not been as vigorously pursued, which is, I think, a kind of a mistake, because a lot of the macro issues that we look at the center, when you bring them down to where the rubber hits the road or the hull hits the water, there are business solutions to a lot of the things that academics and others are worried about. And so bringing the business sector into more of these discussions and activities that we've been doing for so long, I think, is a very strong plan. But how do you do it in a constructive way with the staff, and also get them to sponsor?
And where are those businesses coming from? Are we talking about domestic businesses? Are we talking about
I think more Asia? More multinational. It's more multinational. There may be some offices in Hawaii, but I think based in both Asia Pacific and the United States. When I was running the American Chamber of Commerce in both Taiwan and Hong Kong before coming here, it was a very common thing for us to get sponsorships. And again, we did the whole thing. We had military and business and NGOs and academics involved in our various activities. But it takes a different approach, a different marketing, you might say, before, during, and after the event. I think some of the staff has some experience, but I have a lot, and so there's some training involved. And this experimentation is a new direction. As I said, I thought I was going to have a few years to do this. Now it looks like a little shorter time frame.
As you are now going to have to accelerate this, and you mentioned that you have the experience and can do it, is there a target amount that you know that in the very short term you're going to have to bring in to be able to keep the center functioning at least as it is over the next, 2 to 4 years?
Well, that's a very good question. Half our funding right now comes from the U.S. government. What which makes – we leverage that, of course, to raise another 50%. But the interesting thing is that of that second 50%, our contracts and grants with other government agencies in some respects, like NOAA, for example, and things of that sort. We don't know what those –
their kind funding of cuts is also
they will,
up in the
they
air.
Will experience. So, and again, this is the skinny budget. You know, when the real budget comes, I mean, the Congress does the budget, not the president. It's a request. So we'll coordinate very closely with our friends on the Hill, especially the Hawaii delegation, but not exclusively, and see what's going to happen going forward. And so the planning set for us is look at plan A, B, C on kind of guessing at what kind of funding, full funding or little cut here, or maybe a more draconian cut. We'll see. I don't think any of us expected go to zero, which is what the original skinny budget has. But in 2 or 3 years, who knows? I mean, so I think that's why a diversification plan is really important as far as funding is concerned. It will have an impact on staffing in short term if it's really very, very severe, and also on some of the great programs we run. There's no way around that, I'm sorry to say.
Do you already have a short list of what that might mean, both for staffing and programs?
Well, I'm working very closely with our administrative people on various scenarios. You know, any organization would do that anyway, I think, given the circumstances. I'm sure public radio is doing the same sort of thing. Where do you trim if you have to trim, and what's the first, second, third kind of cycle of that if it becomes necessary? I think it's for us, it's not just waiting to see what kind of funding we may or may not get. It's to also develop the other side of the picture, which is a more aggressive public publicity and outreach and funding plan going forward as well, and working on that side of it as well.
The point being that it's not about being reactionary to the skinny budget, as you call it, but a plan that you already had in work. What else is in that plan that you think that you need to start activating a little sooner than you thought you were going to have to, aside from moving it into the corporate funding arena?
Well, the one that I personally is probably getting on a plane more and going around to the Asia Pacific with our, you know, we have 65,000 alumni who have also their connections. And so to work through those and
then say, please give.
And please give, right. So at the same time, we should be back sitting in an institution and trying to, you know, getting things restructured in a constructive way. So I see a lot of lost weekends and evenings ahead, but that's my job.
Well, we wish you all the best with it and to the East-West Center.
Thank you very much. We will survive. That's the bottom line.
There's a song like that, too, that may become your theme, I'm sure. The East-West Center is a public-private institution that promotes cultural understanding and exchange of ideas between Asia and the West. Last year, it received $16.7 million, or 43% of its budget, from the U.S. federal government. Richard Volstick is the president of the East-West Center.